4 minutes gone past 8 o'clock. Good morning. How are you? It's a Wednesday, right? 22nd June 2022. Oh, this is a 2222 date. Great. So it's 220622. All right. My name is Eno Ogbeviri. I would like to hear your PVC stories this morning. We've heard several, some of them likened to the NIMC experience months ago. We're here now. For those who may not know, voting is something that every citizen who is above 18 must do. Because every time you fail to vote, you've taken away your power to complain. It's just like saying we're doing a contribution, we want to cook rice and stew, and everybody's supposed to bring 50 naira and you refuse to bring yours. You can't be called to table. You can't taste the meal because you're not contribute when you were supposed to contribute. What is the contribution? Go to an INEC registration center and get your PVC, or do the online registration and, you know, collect your card afterwards. So we're here now, about 9 months to the election. There's a mad rush because the registration is going to end in 7 days. The ongoing continuous voter registration exercise ends by 30th June. That's in 7 days. And INEC said it would enable them to clean up the registration data, find out those who try to register over and over and over again, or those who have issues, and print the permanent voters' cards and also compile the register ahead of the 2023 general elections. Like primary school, like secondary school, if your name is not on the register, then you're not a student. So if your name is not on the register, how do I say it now? Okay. That's what it is. And this is where we are. So I'd like to find out from you your PVC stories. For you who got theirs before now, good. For those who say they've been going there for days and weeks, where have you been going to? What's the story you're being told? What really happens there? We would like to know. INEC has a number, though. Do I have it? Because moving on from here, there will be the collection of the PVCs. Are we still going to see people looking for money before they sort it out? Are we going to have, you know, complaints like we're having now? So there's a WhatsApp number to reach INEC with if you have complaints. I'll share that later, and it will be on our social media platforms. But for now, let's talk your PVC story. 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0009. Was it easy breezy for you? Let me know. Was it difficult? Are you giving up? Because I hear there are those people who are totally giving up. They're not interested again. We don't do it again. I've been trying. I've been here 5, 6, 7 times. My number was 200 last week. Today it's 300. What can I do? Let's talk. 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0009 are the numbers to call. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Yes, good morning, your Nigerian info.
I want to commend the INEC office at Abaru.
Okay.
Is it TFC Junction, they call it. When I went there, I and my wife, to do the PVC, nobody was collecting money, and the crowd...
Ouch. That's the network. Abar Road, CFC, bus stop area. There's an INEC office there. Did you have challenges? Some people have, sometimes they tweet or they post something and say, oh, I don't even know where the INEC office is or the registration center is in my locality. Good morning. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, your Nigerian info. Good morning. Uh-huh. Is this the rain or is it petrol or diesel? Or is it aviation fuel? Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, ma.
Yes, you're an Nigerian info.
Yeah,
all right, let's hear you. Go on.
I actually did my CV. So what happened there, this is a smoke card they gave me when I said it was going. They said I should return it back to the department. Because, but unfortunately, I misplaced that. So I don't know how to get it.
You don't know how to go about it. Okay. It's a very simple thing. If you went somewhere and you were given a certain instruction and you have something has gone wrong, it's just simple. Go back there and ask the same question. But I'll ask the INEC chair and see if I'll get some information
before
we're done. Good morning. You're on IGU Info.
Yes. My name is Chimbroma. I have been to that INEC office in Abaro, CFC. I registered there, and I've gone there to four occasions. They couldn't find my PVC.
Really?
Honestly.
What were they telling you?
In Obia, for somewhere in Obia, I couldn't get it. I have to go to that INEC office.
No, hold on. You registered at in Obia, right?
Yes.
Then you were told to come pick it up at the INEC office at CFC?
No, I went to that Sophia for the very place I registered. They couldn't get it.
Okay.
They say I should go to Rumeme Girls. I went to that, but I couldn't get it.
Who told you that you should go to Rumeme Girls?
I have to go to the CFC INEC office to register again. I couldn't get it today.
Mm. So what did they tell you at the INEC office?
I don't know. They only told me that they couldn't see it.
Okay. That's a new one. All right. Okay, so there's a WhatsApp complaint number, and I'm going to share it with you. I think I should do that right away so that perhaps some of the complaints, you can just channel it there. It's 0706-790-3969. Good morning. Your PVC story.
Good morning, Michael.
You're welcome.
Yes, my name is Alfred Wickway.
Okay.
I really want to advise to this ongoing process. Because I want to appeal that government should decentralize all of these processes and the polling unit would have been more better for them to carry out this exercise. So that every other people be carried along. But for them keeping it within their office, at least it's going to make the place to be jam-packed. And that will not go down well for the people. The polling unit is even more better if they can decentralize it. I'm believing that every other people will be covered.
All right.
In a space of time.
So are you going to tell your PVC story now?
You said?
Are you going to share your PVC story now?
Yes. Actually, that of mine, I had a little problem because I lost mine and I also go to the office by foreign. Just opposite to a local government territory. But when I got in there, I found out that the process in which they are carrying out this exercise was too slow, and the people cannot be able to at least attend to up to about 100 people at the station in a day. And people are stuck in that place, and we don't even know what is happening. And you will be there all through, spending our time, energy, and other things you're supposed to have gone for. So you'll lose the whole day. So that is why I'm putting it out to say that. Because even as I speak, I've not even gotten mine. So we should decentralize the process so that maybe every other people can be covered.
All right. Your PVC story is what I'm listening to this morning. 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0003. 0817-923-0009. On Twitter, we're at NigerianFootPH. If you're on WhatsApp, 0809030646. Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, my name is Paul. This is my PVC story. Sometime, I think in
Was it when I can't quite remember the year. I did last election precisely actually.
Mm.
I did mine at the opposite Brentfield. I think that's the headquarters for this site. And after all the stress and everything that I went through to do it, only for me to go there on the day of collection, my name was not there. I couldn't get find my card. So based on that, for this coming election, I was like, okay, let me check online to be sure that there's no mix-up. I checked online, I didn't see my name. I have to redo again. And currently now I have the slip, but I have not gotten the card yet. And we're told that we're supposed to be sent an SMS in the world it is ready. And it's over 3 months now.
Okay.
All right. So now I also want to advise, I want to really, because I want to, is there a way for them to make this thing, wherever you register or wherever you choose to vote, you can vote. I don't see why they're making it cumbersome in such a way that for people that have registered in the certain polling unit, they must go there. And remember on that day, there's a restriction of movement. You know, I also understand the transfers now, but most Nigerians are not serving like that. They are not. So why not decentralize like the last speaker said, whereby people can have the privilege of, you have the card, you have the card. You go vote anywhere that you are around at that point in time, because for most people, they want to travel because it's a holiday, kind of holiday period.
Mm.
They want to travel, and then they might not be at the place where they registered, you know. So if they don't decentralize it, it means that these guys will not have the privilege of voting. So I don't know if this can be done, honestly, because if you look at things, a lot of things that are being restricted making it very cumbersome for us. Even the collection itself, is it not possible that the collection can be easy and free? You go there, you are seeing the large crowd, everybody's fighting. As a matter of fact, those kind of, some of them are collecting money for to let you in and all of those. You know, it's just a problem. Because this year, next year, we really want to vote. We really, really want to vote.
All right, so before you go, sir, which INEC collection center or registration center was anyone trying to collect money? Where did that happen?
In fact, just because I don't want to really, I had to skip.
What location, sir, is my question.
And I was in a hurry.
What location? It doesn't matter if you're in a hurry or not. What location?
I spent like 4 or 5 hours. Because I remember my last experience was not funny. I went there by 6 a.m. and left there by 4 p.m. You understand? So I had to like keep some of them money. I had to keep one of them staff there. And then that's how you let me in and you gave me the form. And then I did my capturing. Yes, I know it's not right, but that's, I don't know.
Okay, all right. You don't want to divulge that information because you went through the back door and it favored you. And we heard that at some centers, that actually does happen. So I recognize someone, I'm an INEC officer, and I give them preference. I don't know what that is about, but that is not right.
This is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
My name is Enogbo. Everyone on Facebook at Nigerian4PH. You can join the conversation on Twitter at Nigerian4PH, on WhatsApp 08090306416. When you're writing in, write about your own individual experience. Don't say something that, you know, like has an umbrella covering on it. So I wouldn't read certain messages. Check your message and just be very specific about your own personal experience. All right. Good morning. Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, I have done my own PVC like 2011. Since it doesn't expire, it's still flying. But, come, let's think together. If you go to the bank, let's say you want, the card.
ATM.
ATM card, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can stand there, and they will do it for you. Now, you will collect them. Go activate them. You don't begin using them. Not up to even 20 minutes, you are through with it.
Mm.
Driver's license, PVC, that is not as complex as the ATM card. No, the ATM card, you can use it for online transaction, you can use it for POS, you can use it for this. You can use it in so many areas. Some people outside this country. PVC, just election, no, nothing else. Driver's license, apart from holding it in your wallet or whatever, nothing else you can use it for. It will take years. I don't know. The one that is more complex, less than 1 hour, you get it and you just go. I use it for many multiple areas. But this one that just once in 4 years that you can just use it, you can get it in less than 3 months. It's not making any sense to me, you know. Meanwhile, every day they will say, put your hand here, well, get number, attach it to your phone, do this, do that. At the end of the day, you won't get this routine. I don't know how we operate in this country. Why not they go study the bank? How possible that one card can work almost everywhere and you can get it in less than 20 minutes? Why the one that once in 4 years, after then is useless till another 4 years, you can't use it for anything? I don't get it at all. And you cannot get it at this spot. You will not go queue up, register, come back again, queue up again, so get it back. And it's not making any sense to me. Thank you.
All right. That's an issue that has been, you know, talked about several times about this card. I'm not that savvy, so I don't know the technicalities of it. But really, it sounds like a valid question if we can have other cards produced immediately. But then maybe it has to do with the back end. Because, I mean, with the bank cards, right, you can, anywhere in the world, you can just go there, put your card in and get your money. When the network is, you know, when there's service, but if there's no service, then it's another question. Well, there is what they call FAQ, frequently asked questions. If you have a smartphone, you can just type INEC frequently asked questions. It's on inecnigeria.org, and you see certain questions already there, and the answers are there. For example, what if I cannot find my temporary voter's card is there? What do I need to have to collect my PVCs there? Why can't the registration of voters exercise continue to the week before the date of election is there? So those questions that some of you have are already answered on the INEC website. So, but I'm taking your PVC stories. This one says, today I went to get my PVC after being on the line for more than about two hours. We're asked to go get our pen. For what and where did that happen? Tell those complain about not getting PVCs after registration to first confirm if they are registered voters by going to the INEC website and check on confirm my PVC rather than visiting all INEC offices. They will know if they have actually registered properly, and if not, go ahead to do a fresh registration. Sammy sent that in. Melody says, I did an online validation for my wife based on missing and change of polling unit. It was shown successful online, but after 2 months, I called their public complaint number. They asked me to screenshot the message that appeared on the platform's dashboard. I did it and I sent, but the guy online told me it was not successful, that my wife still needs to come to the office. I'm now asking, what is the use of the online, going online, when you need to go physical after going online? This one reads, my PVC is one of those that is ready as I completed my transfer process last year, August, for the second time, by the way. First process started in 2016, but failed. I hope to retrieve my PVC without hassles this time around, but my advice to the REC OBFR is to welcome volunteers to help in the area of manpower. He's ready to volunteer for the next 2 weeks for this, and of course, he's anonymous. So there's a complaint number. I don't know if that would also serve as a volunteer number. But you have a complaint about INEC, anything, the registration particularly, though. 0706-790-3969. 0706-790-3969. It's a WhatsApp number, all right? So look at your message. Make sure that's the question you want to ask or where you need clarity, then send to them and someone would respond to you, okay? Volunteers, okay, that's interesting. I changed my voting location since last September. I'm here to get my card. I went there 3622. I don't know what 3622 is. I was asked to come back after 4 weeks, so close to a year. Carl is not ready. Lola is in Port Harcourt. Lola, we are aware that from the after the 30th, they will start distribution of cards. So we're looking at maybe 1st of July. So Lola, check back at whatever location that is on the 1st of July to see if your card is ready. My name is Enoch Beverly. When I join for Port Harcourt, stay tuned.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Harcourt.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
This is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
It's 18 minutes before 9 o'clock. We've got basically 13 minutes to go, and we're talking your PVC story for those who've tried to get their PVC, for those who have their PVCs, and those who are just not interested. Let's talk. My name is Enoch Beverly. Mike from Radio Estate. I changed my voting location since last September. No, that was Lola. That would come up in a bit. But what INEC is saying is you're going to pick up your PVC in the INEC office in the local government area where your polling unit is. You're going to pick it up at the INEC office in the local government area where your polling unit is. So if you registered at CFC or any INEC local government area office, your card will be sent to the local government area where your chosen polling unit is. Okay, so mine is Obiapo, so I've got to go to the Obiapo INEC office. Right? Yeah. 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0009 are the numbers to call. Those saying they've gone to INEC office and they said their PVC can't be found, says it will depend on where you registered. When you registered, anyone who registered up to December 2021 should have their PVC ready for pickup. If it's not ready, then the office should make a request to HQ to produce it. Aha. Uh-huh. So they need to do something. Mike says, I traveled to my village in Aniocha. And that's Aniocha, local government area in Anambra State last April 2020. Is it 2021? Last April. And within 1 hour, retrieve my lost PVC. My wife and son registered without any delay. My problem is that I want to move it to Port Harcourt, but they said I have to wait till July before I can do that. Who said so? I did my PVC with ease in 2014. However, the VIN number couldn't show again. I went to my ward, did a fresh one with ease as well. Joel Igbanibo, where is that? Can someone with a temporary voter's card vote? No. Obina, no. Ogundo is calling from Mokoro. Your PVC story. Good morning.
Yeah, you know, good morning.
You're on.
Yeah, I did my 2011 and I collected also. But along the line, I had issues. The information on it, we are cleaned up after several times of years and all that. So I had to go for another of the card, which I have gone for it. Yes, but for now, I've not gotten it, and I hope to get it very soon. But I want to say this. I am the happiest on earth that people are suffering for this PVC.
Leave it alone. Don't rub it in. Leave it alone. Leave it alone. Elomba is in Woji. Good morning.
Good morning. I greet you, no.
You're on.
Yeah, my PVC is ready. I have it since 2011, during the time of Jonathan. And it appeared that I've been appearing in every election they have been doing, I've been going. I'm watching everything that are going on. That's what baffles me now, is that what transpired in the last election. I know that you have been in the front of preaching of this PVC. But after preaching this, what transpired last time? like times at Nigeria Army assaulted the election in Okrecha. And the one that they did, you know, the Apollo during the governorship election, what they did, you know, the local government and not the Apollo local government. If we preach all this PVC finish and people do this thing, which hope do we have?
Okay, so you've left the conversation, sir, and you've gone somewhere else. Final call is Anele from NTA Road, at least at this time. Anele, good morning. Hello? Anele? Okay. Back to socials. Barry Johnson. Okay, oh. Maxwell, I've registered for my PVC at Ozwoba. It's ready for collection. When you insert my details on the INEC site, it says ready for collection. When I went to East West Road, they searched for it. Couldn't find it. I've been bribed with 2,000 naira because people were doing it due to the crowd. What do I do now? So you bribed with 2,000 naira. What result did you get? What did your bribe deliver to you? That's what you should tell me now. Michael says doesn't know what the PVC looks like. Well, that's your future. You need to find out. Melody, it's a long one. I will try. I started the process in 2018. I got the temporary one when it was time to collect. I couldn't collect because of the crowd at that time. So those talking about the crowd. The crowd has always been there. Last year, I went to Abaro to collect it. They told me they've not started dispatching. I should come in February this year. I went there this month. They asked me to go to the office opposite Brainfield School. I went there. No, the crowd was unbelievable. The crowd has stopped you in 2018. It's still stopping you in 2022. You need to do something about it. Oh, my goodness. Said he was asked to go and re-register. And so he hasn't had the time to do that because that day he didn't go to school because he wanted to get the card. So you don't know what to do about it. You really want to vote Melody. So you have a temporary voter's card and you wanted to collect your... But what the INEC chair is saying is that, or the INEC rec rather, River State, saying that if your card is not found, then the people there should make a request to the headquarters to get it, you know, printed. I went to INEC Obiakpo office to get my defaced card. I got it done, but I was told to check sometime in September to collect it. Ima is hoping to be ready. Zero eight one seven nine two three triple zero two. Take a call or two. Good morning. Okay, the network. Twitter at NigerianFootPH. Let's see if anyone has shared their PVC story. So for some people it's about the crowd. I'm just thinking, if you were going to go to an embassy and you saw a crowd, let's say 700 people, would you go back? Even if you couldn't, if you didn't get to your turn on day one, would you return the next day to try to get it? Uche is Rumo Koro. Uche, good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Yeah, you're on.
I have been, this time is Rumo Koro.
Okay.
Yes, my own is that my INEC local card, the thing just clean that you cannot see it. Last election, they saw it in the machine and they say that the thing is not capturing, that I have to do another one. But I came to this Rumo Koro anywhere. The INEC officers, people report that I don't know whether it's the police or this thing come and they arrested the people here. So to answer somebody is a problem to them. And two, they told us that they are starting by 9 o'clock. Anyway, we are still waiting for them. In fact, what I saw here, they needed the help. And the people here needed the help too.
Okay, Uche, thank you for calling. Uche is somewhere trying to get his done. It says they start at 9. It's 10 minutes to 9. So for those who try to do a transfer, like June, you know, maybe April, May, June, INEC is saying you can pick up your PVC later this year. But for those who have done all they need to do, you pick up at the INEC office of the local government area where your polling unit is. Let's see, anyone on Facebook? This one says a man went to Inowipa, invited some INEC staff with their PVC machine to his compound. They claim to be registering people. They're collecting 5,000 for each registration. He went there on Monday with his friend, but could not register as they did not have 5K. This is very disturbing. Send me further further information on this, AK Tony. Let's do something about it. But that's a wrap this morning. Whatever it is, you have to understand that it's your civic duty and it's your responsibility to yourself, to the state, and to your future. My name is Anna Ogbevire. Tomorrow we'll talk ASU. Some people are in school, state schools, some people are in schools, private schools, some people are out of school. What's going on? Good morning.